Hi, it's John Cronshaw here with my author diary for the week ending March the 31st, 2024. Had a really productive week. I got the redraft done of The Wolf and the Wyvern, so I'm really pleased with that. Just landed in at just over 100,000 words. Worked really well. I've basically put all the chapters now in the right order because, you know, it's dual POV and basically wrote them as two separate novels and then kind of weave them together to make sure that it worked with the pacing and things like that. I'm really pleased with that. I've also started work on book three. So that's good. Got the first draft of that done. I think what I'm going to do, because it is the Easter break now, is I'll probably do little bits here and there for that. I'm just going to keep going with the series. I'm really in the kind of head of the characters. So figured, hey, why not just get as much done as I can, because this story is going to be a big one. I've basically done, over the past year or so, like about three or four different outlines for Ragnar's arc in this story. And it's never quite settled with me. It's never been quite right. And then I had a dream and the dream solved some of the problems and made me realise, oh no, this is what this story needs to be to make it even better. Because, you know, I don't want it too easy for the characters. I want it to be a struggle, don't I? And I was just thinking, like, I was thinking about it wrong, basically. Like, my usual thought is, like, what would be cool in this scene? What would be cool in this part of the book? This one, I've had to think, what could be the most awkward and annoying for the main character? So that is what I've done. It's going to be awkward and annoying for Ragnar. Maya's arc is more straightforward, so that will hopefully keep the readers engaged with the kind of growth of one character and just the difference with the other character, the changes that are going to take place. Looking forward to writing this one. I think it's going to be a fun book. If you're listening to this weekend, I have actually got The Fall of Wolfsbane, which is book one. That is on sale for 99p 99 cents, and it's free on Kindle Unlimited if you've got that, so yeah, check it out. Really good standalone story, whether you're carrying with the rest of the series or anything, so yeah, good bulky fantasy book. So in terms of reading, I am currently reading two non-fiction books. One's called Cults, Conspiracies and Secret Societies. I describe this as kind of like a bit of an encyclopedia. The way it's structured, it just kind of goes over a cult or goes over a conspiracy theory and, you know, details what it's about. That's interesting. Just read the chapter about Jonestown. Depressing. Really interesting anyway, all that stuff. I find it interesting, fascinating, in fact. Also reading a book called Unruly, which is by David Mitchell, and this is basically a comedy, but it's a history book, so it's a funny history of the British royal family, English most of the time, because of, you know, before England and Scotland and whatever were one country. Interesting anyway. I did think, oh, this would be really good to play for my son, and then when we got to the King Canute chapter, he just spent a lot of time joking about how it sounds like a rude word. So, yeah, with repeated utterings of said word. So, yeah, not going to be playing it one for my son, which is a shame, because I do think it would be really accessible for, you know, kids. It's a bit like the kind of Horrible Histories vibe, you know, kind of humour and history colliding. It's good so far, I think I'm up to about the 1300s, so, you know, getting through it now. Next week, it is the Easter break now, so I will do bits and bobs, but I don't plan on doing anything, you know, in terms of full-time writing for next week or two. I'll just see how I get on. Most likely, I will probably carry on with Ravenglass Legends book three. I forgot to mention that I did do a draft of first draft of the next episode of Punks vs. Zombies. So I've basically got two chapters that need going over for Punks and for Ravenglass Legends 3. So, yeah, I'll probably do that. And I think with the Ravenglass Legends stuff, because, I really want to do the kind of cycling method again. It's worked really well with the Punks vs. Zombies thing, where I'm basically just getting it up to publishable standard and then moving on to the next one, or close to as I can get, editor ready, let's say. So yeah, I'm just going to do that, I think, and it'll allow me just to kind of, let the story percolate in my mind as I am going, because, I do have an outline, but it's pretty vague. It's got like the main plot points, and there's, there's a lot of space to fill between those, so yeah, that should be good. So anyway, happy Easter and all that stuff if that's something you do. I've just finished Lent, so I can now drink beer again, so woohoo, I'm going to do that. So until next time, cheerio.